I see no merit in the agreement, however, that it would say to this committee or to this legislature that if this is not accepted now, that it is off the table. And then essentially, what you're intimating is that there may be signatories to that agreement who would think that because it's not accepted now and signed now, that they can rescind their signatories to it. To me, that's I don't know what the expectations were, whether they were realistic or unrealistic, but I know what the effort was, and the effort was to come together with an agreement that was going to provide for the use, the joint use of Sears Island, and to submit that agreement to the committee of the legislature having jurisdiction over that. That has been done. That committee has met, and we are now recommending how to move forward with that agreement. I don't see that that voids this agreement in any way.
I guess my point is, Senator, and you know, fair with you, please, because this is very, you know, it's very important to clear this up. When you sign your name onto an agreement, you're signing to what is in that agreement. I signed that agreement. I stand by that agreement. That is my word. If someone subsequently comes up with a different approach, I am not bound to the new approach. I am bound to what I agreed to. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And very personal.
So the agreement, that's my point exactly. The agreement stands. Now, in that agreement, there was nothing that I saw which says, this is how now, if you accept this agreement, Transportation Committee, this is how you will approach this agreement. That was certainly not anything that I saw, either being party to the discussion within the agreement or as it's been presented here to the committee. And so to intend otherwise, that this committee would, by signing the agreement, not be able to move in a direction that it felt was responsible, I think is unrealistic.
I guess my point is that in the discussions around the agreement and in the final deliberations and acceptance of that by some 38 people that signed that agreed to what that world is. And part of that world was the clear expectation that an easement would not be held in abeyance until a court application was signed. That's my point. And if you as a committee decide a different approach, that is certainly a prerogative. But that isn't what people agree to, is my point.
Thank you.
Yep.
Understood. It is the responsibility of this committee and indeed of this legislature to set policy for the entire state of Maine. And if we would use this agreement, which has been so difficult to craft and so important in that policy, if we use that as part of setting that policy, that's the responsibility of this committee. That's my point entirely, and I understand yours. Senator Diamond, please, and then we'll move forward to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer a procedural compromise, but just a consideration by the chair, by the committee. Understanding the delicacy of this agreement and all the various forces and interests that are involved, I think maintaining the integrity of that agreement is very important. Also understand that President Thomas has made some good points, as have others, that there are some things in this that cause some concern. So for the committee's consideration, I would propose that we, in fact, sign the vote for this agreement, as we've done, but also have supporting legislation, which has already been talked about, that would include any timelines, it would include any restrictions, and any anything else that this committee wants to include in that legislation that would bring forward the very concern that Senator Savage pointed out in her motion. In other words, that legislation would be our supporting safety net to all the concerns that have been proposed and mentioned today. So in end, we would, in fact, sign the agreement, maintain the integrity, realize the delicacy of all the forces out there, but at the same time, given ourselves the legislative prerogative of what the kind of direction we want to take in this point forward.
Thank you. And I was trying to differentiate between the two, the motion that's before us and the compromise position that you the differentiation that I see is that, in, on the one hand, you would have the committee assign the agreement today, and on the other, on the motion before us, it simply is that we accept the agreement and agree with it, but leave it unsigned. Is that the only way you're...
That is. Essentially, that I think what Ms. Tolbert has said and others, that by not signing it, it could then unleash a whole flood of different directions and strategies and techniques. If we sign it, we bind it up by signing it, but we also, as part of the record and part of our procedure, then set forward with our own legislation to do the same things that Senator Savage and others have made.
Appreciate that. I guess my final thought on that proposal is that, based on Ms. Tilburg's comments, it would seem as though if we did anything, whether the agreement was signed or unsigned, it is outside of the parameters which were somehow assumed within the group that has worked so hard on this conservation easement and this agreement. And I can't personally, as a member of the legislature and certainly as a member of this transportation committee, give up my right, my authority, and my duty to the entire state in terms of setting policy by being constrained by what I think or I am told a group of people felt that would happen. So whether it's signed or it's unsigned, to me is somewhat immaterial. And though I can appreciate the concern of others, I certainly respect the compromise being brought forth by Senator Diamond.